sales. You know, you have a company or something for dinner, and they're sitting there waiting for things to be passed. You don't want them to wait. You might say, well, just go ahead and
help yourself. Make yourself at home.
And, say somebody, they're passing things around and you decide not to eat something, you might say, well, I don't care.
Now, that is something there that some people would say most anything without thinking, but just so that you won't hurt the person's feelings. So, no, I don't care for that. Or, I don't care for any now. Just as long as you make them choose to get out eating it because you don't want it.
Say you had people over and they were standing around talking, you made friends, and you wanted to go ahead and start eating, you might say, well, don't stand there, go just. What?
Come on, chip in. Sit down, make yourself at home.
You know, we talked earlier about food. Food has been cooked up and served a second time.
Left over.
Yeah.
So you know you find some people that won't eat them.
Oh.
Left over. You may have poor person in the health effects for don't eat left over.
That's not the truth. You know, some things taste better even when they cook over like a gumbo or something like that.
You ever eat black beans?
Never any black beans. What are they like?
Well, it's a bean under the black. You cook them, put them in the ice box, freeze them. The longer it's there, the better it tastes.
Oh.
It sounds funny, but it's true. Black beans.
Did y'all ever use anything like preserves and so forth?
Oh, yeah. Jelly, peach, apricot. The wife buys it, she uses it. She loves these, especially breakfast time. And in fact, she got a jar of them now preserved. I don't know if it's raspberry or what it is, that she spreads on her bread every meal. And she then also got a jar of honey, homemade honey, that she bought recently up in Homestead. She puts that on her bread. She loves it.
Talk about, you mentioned cherries, peaches. What do you call the inside part of the peach there?
Just.
Is there anything inside that?
I don't know. There is a nut of some kind, but I couldn't tell you whether it's edible or not.
Do they have any kind of cherries around here, cherry trees?
No, the wife bought some last week. Where they come from, I don't know. To my knowledge, no. No cherries.
What do they call the inside part of the cherry that you can't eat, Colin?
Well, I know a seed.
What about the part of the apple you have to throw away?
Core.
Yes, sir. And we talk about peaches. You have names for the two kinds of peaches. You know, one of them, the peach comes right off the pit there, and the other one, it kind of sticks, clings to it. They got names for those two kinds of peaches?
All I know is they are clean, what they call clean peaches. Now, what that means, I don't know.
Yes, sir.
But, when it comes to peaches, I prefer sliced peaches when you buy them in a can. Now here, a couple of weeks ago, I think, my wife got some peaches. I believe it was up there to Winn-Dixie. And that's the best peach I've eaten in years, because invariably, well, here's what in my opinion, the vegetables and stuff, the produce that you buy down here, is what they can sell somewhere else and send it down here.
Oh.
And you buy peaches, you have more damn, no more taste than water. So, oh Christ, it's been many years since I bought a peach. Now they talk about Georgia peaches, about how good they are. I've been in Georgia and ate peaches, and me, they ain't nowhere in the world.
I can't tell the difference in Alabama, they taste
about like
they do.
But invariably down here, the peaches you get, they're hard, and no more taste than water. And to me, you're wasting your money buying them. But these my wife bought were about that big. I think she got a half a dozen, maybe more.